Bill, really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. For the audience's sake, for those who don't know Bill, and I'm sure there are a number of you who are not involved with the University of Florida who may not know, but Bill is, I know he's a retired vice president of the VISC, which is off-campus learning, and has, more importantly, has been an extraordinary friend to University of Florida athletics and general football in particular, and certainly all of them, and not only to the program itself, the coaches and administration and so on, but to the players, former players. He's a great organizer, keeps everybody in touch, and has organized more charity events than you can imagine. Just a great guy to have on your side, and he is extremely knowledgeable. And we have a large, large number of Florida fans and alumni on are listening to our radio show. So I think it's an ideal opportunity to have Bill on, and we're going to put him on the spot a little bit. I know he and I feel the same way about a number of issues that we're facing now. But in particular, Bill, let's talk for a minute about the distasteful piece of this, and then we'll want to get to more about Napier and the Florida staff and so on. But this that we're looking at right now in college athletics, football, I think in particular, it applies more there maybe. But the NIL and the transfer portal are two vehicles for destruction, as far as I'm concerned. I can't believe that going from nobody 10 years ago, 5 years ago, would have believed that this could happen, but it has. And it's just a vehicle for illicit recruiting, payoffs, semi-pro football, if you will. At any rate, and the transfer portal. Yeah, you know, when we went to school, you basically signed a contract with school. The school was going to give you more than you could ever hope for in the way of an education with everything paid. And you had a bit of loyalty. That doesn't exist anymore. At any rate, Bill, you're right in the middle of it. You see it every day. You see it with the players and coaches and everybody else. What are your feelings?
Well, it's a new day, Coach Stevenson. It's definitely changed from the days you and I were around. And I think, to coin a phrase, it's been said numerous times, it is the wild, wild west now. And I think a lot of the things going on, I talk with a lot of the old players, and some of them love it. Some of them wish they could go back and do it. But I think a lot of them are very hesitant to get involved based on the fact that a lot of these kids haven't earned anything yet. They haven't made their mark yet, and they haven't done things to, I guess you could say, deserve it. I mean, if I'm getting a contract with a company to represent them, I think I'd have to perform on the field first. And I look at it, there's a few players that last season that I would have said, yes, they deserve an NIL. And there's some other players you go, wow, how can you even think about it? I think it's very interesting to see how a team like Utah has gone out and given 50 or 60 of their walk-ons, all NIL deals. Companies are coming up with money and buying whole teams. So I think in the next couple of years, we're going to see corporate sponsors come in and buy up these major college programs. I just don't see where the money's going to come from. I think you're tapping out a lot of your boosters and you're tapping out a lot of your fans for this money, and I just don't know. I think we're going to become the farm club of the NFL, a semi-pro team, and I think college football's going to have to adapt. I just don't know. I'm not smart enough to know how they're going to do it, but I think they're going to have to in some form or fashion.
What might be a solution, and we have to say might be because we don't know, we're in uncharted ground here, I realize. What do you suggest might be a solution to what's happened now and moving forward?
Wow, that's the multi-billion-dollar question, Kay. I really don't know. I see things evolving. I see these players that go to one school, get some NIL deals, and then transfer to other schools. I mean, where's the loyalty? Where's the are you playing for the jersey on the name of the jersey on the front? Are you playing for the name on the back of the jersey? A combination of both, which is what I think it should be. I think it's a business now. And college football, I think from 1984 when ESPN and television became big time and became involved, I think that's kind of changed things quite a bit. And the interesting part is going to be CBS is negotiating with the Big Ten to take over where the SEC has left off. So everybody is jockeying for position for television rights and all kinds of other interesting things. I just think that money will rule the day, and I think all the teams and the conferences will go to the highest bidders. I'm hoping Mike Slive and the people in the SEC, for my sake of SEC football, which I love to watch and be a part of for the last 54 years, has gotten an idea of where they're going to go. I think it's going to be very interesting to see the next couple of years how this shakes out, and the way things will, the way the, I guess the cards will fall.
You bet. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a slippery path here we're on, but at any rate, it's what we're faced with, and we're going to have to live with it, unfortunately. Now, let me get down to where we are now at the University of Florida. And let's talk about Napier. And, of course, he came in there. It was a surprise to some that that Mullen was not retained or was relieved of his duties, if you will. And I hear awfully good things about Napier. And I understand that, and I would like you to talk a little bit about this recruiting year and his staff, and how you see him operating since he's come to Gainesville. What's the picture there, Bill?
Well, I think it's bright. I really think he's going to be a breath of fresh air. He's very cerebral. The two or three times I've spoken with him, and I spent a good 20 minutes talking to him about 2 weeks ago when the team was getting ready to run. They have off-season workouts going on now, but and just one of those things, he's brought this whole army from Louisiana there, and they've got quite a staff, and they're working very hard to make some dynamic changes. I think you're going to see some dynamic things happen with Florida football. He seems to be a dynamic personality, a very interesting gentleman, a CEO, I would think, and a very you can see the wheels turning inside his head. He's always thinking about things and asking the right question, and I think he's going to be very, very good for Florida football.
Well, let me get down to a couple of specifics. How do you feel that they've done? How do they feel? And you feel, in addition to what they've done in this recruiting season? And one of the questions I get all the time, Bill, I'm going to throw it out to you, maybe put you on the spot a little bit. What in the world is going to happen with the quarterback position? But there's got to be something done about getting a quality quarterback in the University of Florida.
Well, I'm not a real good judge of talent, Kay, I'll be honest with you. I just I try to get involved with all the kids, meet all the kids, and give them equal opportunity. I'm very lucky that they allow me to go out to practice and watch, but I have to reserve my comments on the quarterbacks and what they do out of practice. I enjoy my access, so I don't want to jeopardize that. But I think they've got quite a few good athletes, and I think Coach Napier and his staff have come in and salvage the recruiting, and have really turned things around. I think Katie Turner and Bree Wade and the staff of I think there's 48 last time I counted, they got 48 staff, and I mean they are really working hard, and they've changed up the game as far as the way they're recruiting the kids, and they're really bringing a new, fresh approach. And I think once we get the indoor opened up here, the new practice facility, they just cracked the wall on that between the new indoor and the practice facility. So they're actually making very good progress and hoping that will open up here either in late spring or early summer. I think that'll help. And I think the kids realize that a degree from Florida is worth a lot more than some other schools, and the ability to go to the NFL and the ability to network with people like yourself and all the great people up in the Pensacola area, the Larry Boost Morrises, the Jimmy Ray Stevenses, the Lisa Levin Davidsons, and the people up there in the Pensacola area, the Butch Condons, and all my friends up there who play ball. To be able to network with those kind of people is invaluable. And I think Coach Napier is starting to realize the value of the former players, the value of the boosters, the value of the people that around the state of Florida and in the South who cheer for the Gators. I mean, the Atlanta Gator Club, the Washington, D.C. Gator Club, all these people are getting involved. And I think if we can get everybody back rallied and staying positive, I think the social media situation has a lot to do with these kids, the way they react today. So it's very important to stay positive about Florida athletics and try not to get into a negative aspect. I think he's got a good recruiting class. This gentleman they just signed out of California, Arliss Boardingham. I saw him when he was in town. He is a big, monstrous 6'3", 235 tight end. I think he's a real good-looking athlete. And a quarterback, you know, they brought in a three-star kid named Max Brown out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Don't know much about him, but saw some of his huddle and looks very good. I mean, I don't know what kind of offense he's going to run. I have to see what happens at spring practice to see what Coach Napier is going to run there. I think Ryan O'Hara, I've been very impressed with him. I've met him a few times and spoke with him. He's basically the quarterback advisor, I guess. He's the coach back there, so that should be interesting. Got a whole new staff, and I've met most of them two or three times and spoken with them. I'm glad he brought back Mike Peterson and a few of the other Gators. We got some guys still around. Vernell Brown he kept, and there's some other guys that are still around the program. So I think it'll be very, very interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. That was the next question I was going to ask, if you had any insight into or if there's been any news about what type offense they're going to run.
No, sir, not yet. No, sir, not yet. Hadn't seen anything as far as that goes. And like I said, that'll all be sorted out in spring. Right now they're just kind of going through the motions here of keeping them in shape, and I know they're feeding them good because I'm over there all the time, and they've changed up the food and the nutrition. And Kaylee Gomes and Rachel, the nutrition staff, have done a fantastic job. And Tony Hill, they got a new athletic trainer in there working with Paul Silvestri. So there's a lot of changes and a lot of people from Louisiana who have come in. And Cheston Blackshear has come back as an offensive line coach to assist. One of our former Gators from the late 90s, early 2000s. He came back from up in, I believe he was at Cornell, somewhere up in the that area. And he's got a few Gators on the staff, and I think that's important to have that. And I think he's going to do a very good job bringing the former players back. So that's very important to me. So
that is important. I think it's important to have that homespun talent on your staff, and it there's just that little added extra impetus about the game there as it relates to the University of Florida. And so overall, the recruiting, you feel and they feel, what I'm hearing you say is that they feel good about the recruiting that they've done, and in particular as it applies to certain positions that they felt that they needed.
Most definitely. I think, you know, with signing guys like Jack Pyburn out of Jacksonville Bowls and
Kamari Wilson out of IMG Academy, which was a huge get for the Gators. We've finally broken the lock on the door there at IMG, which was very interesting to me. I mean, he's got Chris McKellen, who's a big defensive lineman, 6'3", 305, Devin Moore out of Naples. And we've got a good group of kids that I think he's – the recruiting is now geared more towards position enhancement. Where do we need to fill in at different spots? And Jacob LaFrance and the crew in recruiting there are working on filling in the weaknesses in the depth chart, I guess is the best way to put it, Coach, that they're looking to fill need.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Bill, listen, I can't thank you enough for your time, and we do appreciate it very much. And thank you, Bill.
Thank you for having me. Great to hear from you. Take care.